Hello again. Thank you so much, Ms. Nassim. How are you doing? Okay, yes, of course, of course. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your compliments. I hope to hear more from you. As you said that you're challenging yourself to be better, so you participate in this challenge to record yourself and overcome the challenges and of course your fears, and which is very, very, very good. And I really, really appreciate it. And I guarantee that if you continue like this, you will get better and better and better. Because fear sometimes will limit you to go forward. It's like edge, okay? It's like edge, as I talked before. It's like a mountain. You go up on top of the mountain. You stay on the edge. And that edge is the fear, okay? If you wanna jump, you will overcome that fear and you will challenge yourself, which is very important. And when we hit a plateau, when we are in comfort zone, we can't move that much, right? Because we see everything comfortable. It's like, you know, a remote control for television, okay? You're sitting in a coach, on a coach, you want to change the channel, but the control, the remote control is a little bit far, and you have to somehow stand up and go and pick the remote control and change the channel. You can do that by, you know, staying out of your comfort zone. If you just sit and, you know, lay a little bit, you can't pick that remote control, so you can't watch the TV and enjoy it. It's a weird and ridiculous example, but that's truth, you know? So, yeah, in order to make lots of progress, you have to challenge yourself. You have to challenge yourself constantly. In order to be a business person, you have to do the same. In order to be a great artist, you have to do the same. In order to have great muscles, you have to do the same. It's about overcoming the fear and you know, getting out of the comfort zone. It's about that. For example, someone wants to be a little bit fatter, so a person is slim and she or he wants to gain a little bit of weight. So what he must do, if you usually ask them, okay, you wanna gain some weight, so eat more, and they will tell you, I can't eat more because I don't want to. But it's not about wanting to. So their comfort zone is, for example, plate of, you know, rice. So in order to become fatter, they have to eat more than that plate, maybe two or three spoons more in order to become more fatter. So that's the comfort zone and the fear of getting out of that, and I don't know, not eating much because it's not healthy or whatever. It won't give them, you know, progress. So yes, that's right. In order to become in order to make lots of progress, we have to constantly challenge ourselves, which you said, and overcome the fear and get out of our comfort zone, which you're doing right now. And I know in the future you will succeed. Thank you so much. See ya.